You're on 981.2 and it's the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Farmers of the Upper Hunter, you can have your say on the future of farming via a survey that's been organised by New South Wales Farmers. Joining us from New South Wales Farmers is the Vice President, Xavier Martin. Xavier, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you, Andrew.
What do you want to know from this survey?
Well, look, we know that agriculture's got a bright future. And we know that even this season, we're pushing towards $20 billion worth of farm production, and we're looking to go to $30 billion worth by 2030. That's our ambitious target. However, in getting there, understanding the short and mid and long-term opportunities for the sector, for agriculture more generally, is going to take some refinement. And preparing for that future is so important. We want to hear from farmers about what's holding them back, and where are the opportunities they see best? We hear a lot about red tape and green tape, and problems with logistics, and even at the moment this labour shortage. But we just need to understand more clearly how to get to our target of $30 billion by 2030.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's one thing to have a goal, but if you don't have a plan to achieve that goal, then you've got no idea how you're going to get there, even if you're halfway in the right direction. And this way, the people who are on the ground can help you get there.
That's right. It's not reliant on just a short-term favourable one or two seasons. It's about the long-term direction and planning and strategy to deliver. What we need in this state is a big uplift in economic performance. We're all trying to recover from COVID dynamics and obviously the drought and fire and flooding for some. So it's very important that in overcoming those short-term setbacks, we have a long-term target, long-term strategy that delivers.
Will the results of the survey be taken to government as an example to help them change policy?
That will be one part of it. There'll be quite a bit of, high-level policy setting and removal of obstacles, but it'll also be, detailed responses too in terms of research and development, how to value add more efficiently, the sort of infrastructure, even the biotechnology and, just the digital economy we're moving into, just how all that interfaces with our farming landscape. And how we can deliver that efficiency towards 2030.
It really is a tough time for farmers in particular. Of course, everything that we've gone through regarding the pandemic, but the constant changing of technology, the changing of rules, there's so much for farmers to have to think about. They have to plan ahead. So it makes sense that the industry as a whole plans ahead.
That's right. Look, farmers and those labouring out in the landscape, we're all very good at pulling on our boots and getting out the door and getting the job done.
Yeah.
But we've got to actually stop and think and make a strategy that delivers the best possible outcome. And in this case, the opportunity for this survey to give that insight is very important. And I encourage farmers to log on to that Food Systems Cooperative Research Centre survey and complete it.
So they can just go to the New South Wales Farmers website and they'll be able to find the information there to complete the survey?
That's correct. It's the hot link is on our New South Wales Farmers Association website, as you say, yes.
And how long is it going to be running for before we start hearing maybe some results from that?
Look, I'd hope that based on a busy springtime, that farmers will make time to complete the survey, and we'd start getting results, in the next weeks and certainly month or so, at least to point us in the right direction.
Well, we look forward to hearing how it all turns out. From New South Wales Farmers Vice President Xavier Martin, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM today.
Thanks, Andrew.